Welcome home, neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland, New York, New Jersey,
Indianapolis, California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa, Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Bay Lake Tower,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
my
Hello and welcome to the DVC Newscast. We are recording this on March 15th. Oh, beware the Ides of March. My name is Peter and I have Sue joining me. Hello, Sue. How are you doing?
Good, Peter. And you?
I'm doing well. I hope it's a little warmer down in Florida than it is up here in the north.
Well, right now it is 69 degrees here in Celebration.
Oh,
and
I will take that.
It's mostly cloudy. We're going to have some severe weather this afternoon, but we need some rain, and at least it's not shovable.
Yeah, right. That's true. Yeah, you don't have to worry too much about shovable rain, do you?
Nope.
Well, it's been a couple weeks since we had an episode, but Disney dropped quite a few announcements regarding upcoming dates, and we have a few other DVC bits of news. But before we get to that, let's thank our sponsor from the world of Disney, which this week is the DVC Resale Market. And that's where Sue works. And DVC Resale Market is the biggest resale company that's out there. And if you are interested in buying a DVC property and spending the amount of money that DVC charges, you can go to DVC Resale Market and you're looking at rates up to 50%, maybe even more, less than what you would pay through Disney for a resale contract. And the main thing that it gives you is it gives you the right to stay at the property. There's a difference in benefits, perhaps, but actual real estate transaction is what you are buying. And I'm a big proponent of resale. The reason you buy resale is you're saving a whole bunch of money. Or I think of it as I can buy twice as many points on the resale market as I can if I buy direct from Disney. Or I can save that extra money. Reach out to them. Check out their website. They have all their available contracts listed there. Reach out to Sue or one of the other guides. They're all experienced guides that have come from Disney. So they know their DVC 100%. They can help you learn how it all works and get you into a contract that fits you best. But with that, let's get into our main news story, which is about more attraction opening dates announced for this springtime. And the big news, I guess, is we got an exact date for Buzz Lightyear 2.0. That will be opening on April 8th. The ride will use all new technology for the targets with new characters and scenes. And they also announced a new ride photo that will show your score and your ranking as well. So that's kind of a neat addition. And so that's pretty soon. That's less than a month that's going to be open. And
I can't wait.
Yeah, and I got to imagine anytime they say April 8th, they'll probably do some soft openings on that, would be my guess. And then in addition, the other big reopening is Big Thunder Mountain. And we don't have an exact date, but they said in early May. And that to me is almost bigger to get that back open because I go over to that side of the park and it feels like something's missing without Big Thunder over there. Are you looking forward to one of them more than the other, Sue? Buzz Lightyear?
Buzz Lightyear. Buzz is my favorite. And I've tried to stay away from some of the videos that are out there.
Yeah.
Because some of the cast members have been able to go through the ride.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've shown you some of the targets and stuff. But just being able to be able to pick up the gun.
Right.
And have free movement with it, I think is going to be great. So I'm really looking forward to Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, and I kind of keep thinking it's about time they do this because I've been feeling the last few years, like with Toy Story Mania and then the Spider-Man one out in California, it's like the technology on this has felt kind of poor. And, you know, having the gun that you can't move and you can't really see the targets where you're hitting has always been a popular ride, but it just felt kind of, it needed a refresh. So I think this was really the right move for them. to two.
Oh, I do too.
I'm more looking forward, honestly, to Big Thunder Mountain because it's one of my favorite rides.
Is it really?
Yeah. Well, I love coasters just in general, and I've always really loved Big Thunder Mountain because it's such a long coaster. If there's any flaw to some of Disney's coasters, it's that a lot of them are very short.
Short, yeah.
You know, Slinky Dog is short. The Mine Train is very short. It's really nice that that ride is like almost 4 minutes, and it's enough of a thrill that I really like it, but like my wife will also ride it, whereas some of the more, like she won't go on Rock and Roller Coaster. Another one that's too short.
Right.
I'm excited to have that come back. I'm not expecting it to be very different. I mean, I know they're kind of touting, oh, we're redoing, you know, some parts of it. Hope they somehow incorporate the explosion scene in the third lift hill. In California, they'd really redone, and in Florida, they turned off the rocks.
Right.
So
right,
hopefully, they did. Hopefully that's working again. Mostly, I'm just looking forward to that. Buzz Lightyear, I'm looking forward to it too, but I'm excited for Big Thunder. Beyond that, they announced May 26th is the start of Cool Kids Summer, and there's a bunch of related details. They have a lot of deals for hotels and things like that over the summer. I think they're finding less and less people go during the summer. People are more willing to take their kids out of school to avoid the heat. So I think they've really been marketing the summer. But anyways, a couple things announced for May 26th. At Hollywood Studios, the Animation Courtyard itself is going to reopen. So it's the outdoor section over there by the Little Mermaid show. And along with that, the new Disney Junior Mickey Mouse Clubhouse live show. I think that's about the sixth show that's been in there since I've been going with my daughter in the last 20 years. The Magic of Disney attraction will not actually be open until later in the summer, but they did have an announcement a couple weeks ago that the Animation Academy there will be hosted by an animatronic Olaf, with the drawing lessons being pre-recorded by various Disney animators. I'm going to tell you that I am not thrilled with this. It takes jobs away from cast members. I've always liked the little bit of interaction you get with the person that's doing the drawing. So to me, that's a little bit of a disappointment. And it also, for having a daughter that has a degree in animation and hasn't been able to find a job, it's frustrating to see them putting animation people out of work. I mean, it's not going to like ruin it or anything, but I'm a little disappointed. Like, they could have the Olaf character there. That's cool. And they should still have the animator. Plus, like, there's no interaction with the audience if it's just a pre-recorded thing. I like it better when there's a person there. You never like it when they take away the cast member interaction.
Yep.
And then the Millennium Falcon refresh is scheduled to open May 22nd. Which is the same day that The Mandalorian and Grogu is coming out in theaters. So they did not announce if the ride will close for any amount of time. Sue, I don't know if you've heard this too. Like, they've been having portions of the ride down, and that's why the lines have been longer. When we were there in January, It was like 70, 80 minutes wait all day. And we ended up waiting till extra magic hours in the evening to ride because it was such a long wait all day. The new thing on that is passengers will be able to choose between three destinations: Bespin, the cloud-covered city above a gas giant, the wreckage of the second Death Star floating above Endor, and Coruscant, the city planet. So that's kind of cool.
Interesting.
You know, You'll be able to kind of choose. I wonder how that'll work with six people. Is it like one specific position gets to choose, or how does that work? But yeah, that'll be fun. It's going to make it more replayable or rewritable.
Right. It's going to give you different experiences.
Yeah. They're all going to have The Mandalorian incorporated in. Are you looking forward to that, Sue?
Yeah, I think, you know, to be able to have a choice of three different destinations, I think that's really going to be nice. It will bring me back again, that's for sure. After a while, you know, doing it a couple of times, it was okay, but it gets old.
I agree with you. It's not a infinitely rewritable ride.
Correct.
Like, I would still go once a trip. I would ride it usually, but like, I don't have any interest to like go back again.
Right.
Then we got Soarin' Around the World is set to close on May 13th, with the new Soarin' Over America opening on May 26th. Are you excited about this or trepidatious?
No, I'm excited about it. I'm waiting to see what they're going to do for the 250th.
Yeah.
And I think this is going to be a tribute to it. So there are so many different things in America. I want to see what do they pick out that stands out in their minds.
Right.
So I am. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, because you could do it, but like you don't want to just do like Western national parks, right?
Correct.
You want to mix it up somehow. So yeah, I would hope we're going to see some East Coast things and some Midwest. Yeah, like Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, something in Chicago or something like that for sure. And then also on the 26th, Bluey's Wild World at Animal Kingdom is also scheduled to open. This will take over Rafiki's Planet Watch and replace the Animation Academy area that was there and is moving back to Hollywood Studios. Conservation Station portion of the attraction will remain, including the veterinarian spaces. So you'll still be able to see those veterinarian examinations in the morning, which are pretty cool.
Mm.
Petting zoo animals have been relocated. In the affection section, which is what that area was called, will be replaced with Jumping Junction, and that will include animals from Australia. There's no word on whether petting animals will be incorporated here. I've visited Australia, and they've had, like, kangaroo. I've been to, like, a kangaroo mm-hmm. petting area, so I don't know if they'll have something like that, which, you know, kids would love, but kangaroos can be a little bit ornery.
I don't know if they'll
do that or not. I have to say, kangaroos are like super soft.
Aww.
When you pet them, you're like, oh my gosh, they're so soft.
I've never petted one.
You don't get that here, but in Australia, it's a lot more common because they're kind of just everywhere too. What do you think of that? Do you think Rafiki's Planet Watch will never have seen so many people as with
right,
Bluey taking
right.
over?
I think I love going out there just to, as you said, in the morning to see the exams that they do
yeah.
on the animals. And I find that very amazing what they can do and how they will put some of the animals to sleep to fix their teeth.
Right.
That type of thing. I think it's a good revamp. They're going to get more people out there. They're going to get more kids interested in what's out there as well. Past couple of times that I've been out there, and I've been out there in the afternoon, I've never gone out there.
Yeah.
It just, you know, it's like, it's the same stuff. And the petting zoo, I was, eh.
Yeah.
You know.
It's good with little kids. And I guess it's
correct.
Still going to be good with little kids. If they hadn't made it so inconvenient with the train, I would probably go there more.
Right.
But like to be like, okay, got to take the train, then I have to walk that path, you know, just to get out there, look at a feeding station, some animals, and it's cool, but like you kind of got to set aside an hour and a half
right.
to go out there, you know, and it's,
right.
and it's, I don't know that it's worth it. It was worth that. But if you got kids that love Bluey, it's going to be more than worth it.
Oh, definitely.
And
definitely.
Lots of kids love Bluey. So it's going to be very popular with the, I think I'm going to say 8 and under set.
Yep. It's amazing all these things that are happening around May 26th. So between April 8th with the opening of Buzz Lightyear through May 26th, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, and there's a few more things listed for Cool Kids Summer, which is running May 26th to September 8th. There's also going to be Jessie's Roundup, a Rip Roarin' Review at Magic Kingdom's Diamond Horseshoe, which is going to be a Toy Story stage show with Jessie, Woody, Bullseye, and more. No coincidence that Toy Story 5 is coming out this summer, so.
Yep.
Goofy Core at Epcot, which is a party at CommuniCore Hall with DJ sets, games, and playground-style activities. They had that last year, too. I didn't see it myself, but I know they did the same thing last summer. A Disney Springs dance party on selected nights in the Marketplace, themed to the new Descendants and Camp Rock films, coming to Disney Plus again this summer. Disney Friends at the water park. So you'll have Goofy at Blizzard Beach and Stitch at Typhoon Lagoon. And then they also announced that H2O Glow After Hours is returning to Typhoon Lagoon this summer between June 2nd and September 5th on select nights. That's a lot of fun, actually. And I think the price point isn't really bad at all. So if you want to go to the water parks and the water park in the evening, it's a good way to do it. Lots of stuff coming. We also know Rock and Roller Coaster is reopening this summer. They didn't have a date on that, so I didn't include that. So right. a lot of stuff coming.
Yep, a lot of things coming. And we do have some DVC news for the DVC Alani members. You're going to get a small refund on your dues. DVC recently announced an adjustment to Alani dues for 2026, and the announcement from DVC is as follows. Disney Vacation Club has identified a budget correction that resulted in a credit to your 2026 annual dues for the Alani, and I have a hard time with this, so bear with me, folks, Alani Ale Nui Hotel Condominium Association Incorporated. An adjustment in the amount equal to 0.0435 per point was posted to your account on February 25th, 2026. No action is required on your part. If you have already fully paid your 2026 Alani annual dues, the credit will be applied automatically to your 2027 annual dues. Note this adjustment amounts to only $6.52 on a 150-point contract. But it's nice to see that even at $6.25, getting something back from Disney as a dues correction, that's wonderful.
I can't think of them ever having done this and made an announcement about it.
No.
I don't know if it's because the issues that Alani has had in the past, they wanted to be very forthright with it. Often they end up, because they charge your dues based on estimates, the tax estimates, and so a lot of times they'll correct that the following year, so you'll get a small credit or debit along with your next year's dues, but they don't usually really like make an announcement about it. That's good for Alani people. I mean, you can buy a pretzel or a Mickey bar or something, right?
This is true. Or maybe the shaved ice.
Oh, there you go.
That would be good. There's also some refurbs across the DVC resorts. The Skyway Bridge at Bay Lake Tower will be closed from March 30th to May 1st on weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So keep that in mind. You'll have to go outside and walk across.
That kind of stinks for like catching the monorail and stuff.
It does. The 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. is kind of the time, too, when people are just going to the park or right. people are coming back at lunchtime with their kids to let them use the pool for a while. So that will be an inconvenience, but something that has to be done.
Yep.
The Treehouse Villas refurbishment is starting now and expected to be completed by mid-September. This is the first full refurbishment of the Treehouse Villas since they opened in 2009. It's going to be interesting to see what they do as far as the furnishings and refurbishment of those areas. But
they haven't taken out or they haven't put out any photos and everything like that. Treehouse Villas are like kind of on my bucket list, but also kind of nothing. It's like I'd love to stay in one, but they seem so inconvenient.
Well, it's nice if you're going to stay there and you really either just want to go to the parks or you just want to relax for a week and
yeah.
or a few days and use Disney Springs, because the boat does go directly down to Disney Springs from there.
True.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
I've stayed in the Treehouse Villas and I really like them. But again, it's more for a staycation where I want to use the barbecue grill, have a picnic out on the picnic table,
right.
walk around with nature, and not really have to walk across over to the hospitality house
right.
in order to go to Artist Palette, for example,
yeah.
and pick up breakfast.
And it's also, to me, you almost have to have a car.
Yep.
Because it has a bus, but the bus takes you from the Treehouse Villas to one of the Saratoga bus stops. And,
correct.
And then you got to get on a bus in Saratoga to go either to the main, because I don't think it goes right to the Springs stop, right? It goes to one of the other stops.
Right.
So then even to get to, as say, Artist Palette or something like that, you got to take two buses just to get
right.
there. The same thing with if I want to go to a park, I got to take a bus to Saratoga Springs, and then I got to go around all the Saratoga Springs bus stops and go to the park. It's just handy for park visits. But if you have a car and you're willing to drive to the parks, then I think, you know, I think, as I said, I really like the style of them. I'm curious to see what the update is. And really, for the number of people they hold, the point price is not very expensive.
No, no, it really isn't. And they are pretty. They really are pretty. Yeah. It just reminds me of having a similarity to the cabins at Fort Wilderness, the DVC cabins.
Yeah.
Same thing. If you want to go to the parks, you have to take the bus, and you have to take the bus from your area to the main bus stop and then find a bus from there. But if you're just going and you just want to relax for a couple of days, enjoy a resort, to me, that's really a nice place.
Yeah.
To be.
For sure.
And speaking of Saratoga, the Turf Club will see staged refurbishments. The Turf Club Lounge will be closed in April to early August. The outdoor patio area of the Turf Club will then be closed for several weeks. And then the Turf Club itself would be closed for about a month until mid-September. And that area definitely does need to have some refurbishment done.
Yeah.
If you're out there at Saratoga and you want some fast food, remember, you can also go down to Chippendales. Take the stairs from the Turf Club down towards the Pro Shop. And Chippendales has some great club sandwiches.
Oh, I didn't even know about that. That's at the like the golf course.
Yep. Yeah, it's right outside of the Pro Shop. And they have beautiful tables out there in the gardens. So you can sit and have your lunch or breakfast.
To one thing I've still never done at Disney is golf. And I'm not a big golfer, but I do golf. So it's one of those things, again, like, going to do it someday, but it's like, I don't really go to Disney to golf. I can kind of golf anywhere, but I can't go to the parks everywhere. So, yeah.
Well, a little bit of news on the golf at Lake Buena Vista Golf Course, which is the one with Saratoga Springs. Mm-hmm. It runs between Saratoga and Springs and Old Key West. They are going to be closing that golf course and doing major renovations on it.
Oh, really?
The course is a public course, so it's been well used and abused, and it's getting a little shabby now. So I have a friend who's coming down to do some golfing, and they were told that the course is going to be closing at some future time within this year.
Hmm.
So that they can redo the golf course. So if you are a golfer and you do use LBV, just keep that in mind. And then DVC members, this is a biggie, 20% off VIP tours. If you've always dreamed of booking a VIP tour guide, now might be the time. DVC members will get 20% off VIP tours for most dates from April 26th to October 2nd. The rates typically are $450 to $950 per hour with a minimum of 7 hours, and you can have up to 10 guests within your group. The VIP tours, as I said, I have a friend recently came down, took the VIP tour for 10 hours with his group, and it was expensive at the time because it was not anywhere near the low point of $450. But more towards the high point of $950. But they were able to get in all four parks. They were able to get in close to 15 attractions and see the nighttime parade over at Magic Kingdom from a reserved section up on top of the train station.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, as he said, it's the best way to go. They scoot you backstage. You can get in and out very easily. There are snacks involved. The guide ordered their lunch for them while they were on an attraction. So when they came back to the restaurant, the lunch was there on the table for them. So they just had all this time to enjoy the experience and get on all the attractions they wanted.
Yeah, there's no doubt it's a wonderful experience. I mean, you see the VIP tours, especially at Magic Kingdom. I feel like I see the guides there more than anywhere else, but I know generally you go between parks as well. At the other parks, they're more skipping out of backstage or something like that. But yeah, it's expensive. So 20% off is a lot. When you think about
really
thousands of dollars, you know, this can save you more than $1,000 if it's something you were thinking about doing. I know of DVC groups have done this where they've gotten, you know, multiple couples together and shared the experience. So rather than just one individual paying for it, you might get a group of 10 people where you're splitting it, you know, five ways or something like that. And it's suddenly more affordable if you do that. So yeah, it's very cool. I've never done one, but they seem pretty awesome.
Yeah, I've had the opportunity of being in a group where I've done four of them.
Wow, yeah.
And really, to get to all four parks in one day, all the major attractions,
right,
and have your lunch as well, and that was in 7 hours.
Right.
There was no way that you'd be able to do it, with the Lightning Pass.
No.
You couldn't do it. So to me, it was worth it. You know, on one of them, we did split the cost. On the others, I was invited as a guest, which was really nice. It is a way to go and use your time. And especially if you're here for just a few days, it's a great way of using your time wisely, getting into the parks. You can do the parks in one day and then take the rest of your vacation to a water park and relax and enjoy the resort that you're in.
Yep. And so with that, that's the last bit of news we have. And one of the things we're looking to do now is go over upcoming dates that, you know, might be important to DVC members. And I've got a list here, but I don't know if I'm going to go through all of them. Just a reminder, the Spring Moonlight Magic dates have been ticketed already. We mentioned those in the last show, but there's one at Hollywood Studios April 22nd, Typhoon Lagoon June 25th. If you've gotten tickets for those, don't forget about those. Make sure you mark it on your calendar. The summer season of Moonlight Magic has four events: Hollywood Studios on July 10th, August 4th and August 20th, Typhoon Lagoon, and Epcot on September 10th. The ticket release for that is not until June 4th for on-site stays, so that's going to be a ways off. We will be mentioning that, but just something to think about if you're there any of those dates. If you already have a room booked, keep that in mind. Mark that on your calendar. Flower and Garden is coming up. It's already started, but that goes till June 1st. And then we mentioned this already once, that the DVC annual condo association meetings will be December 8th and 9th of 2026. So that's kind of all I have. I do not have any upcoming trips until October. So it's going to be a little while for me. And I can't say we've really made any plans for that yet, other than that we'll be there mid-October, I guess it is, like the week before, not Halloween week, but the week before that. Nothing else coming up for me. What about you, Sue? Any plans to get over to the parks in the near future or stay on site?
I've got a few people coming down and I'll be bringing them into the park towards mid-April. We'll be going into the Magic Kingdom, have our dining reservations ready at Liberty Tree, which I love Liberty Tree because it's food to please everybody.
Right.
If you don't eat beef, that's okay. You have turkey.
Great.
It's a nice place. And this Thursday, I'm going to try out a new restaurant, and that's the Bourbon Steakhouse, which used to be Shula's at the Swan. Mm-hmm. So I'll let you know how that is, going over there with family and hoping to, I might make a last minute reservation and stay over that night.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get a last minute reservation, just so I don't have to drive home after having a great dinner.
Yeah.
Because when you think of a steakhouse and you know that the sides are huge to share, but it's heavy food.
Right. Yeah.
So I think I want to just roll back to a resort and sleep it off with the food coma.
Yeah. Yeah. If you can get something, sure.
Yep.
That makes sense. All right. Well, with that, I am going to thank our three sponsors, DVC Resale Market, DVC Rental Store, and Monera Financial, for their continued support of the MyDVC Points platform. And make sure to go to mydvcpoints.com, check out our other podcasts. If you want to learn about DVC or hear from other DVC members, it's a great listen for Chad's show. Other than that, also I should mention, you can go to Facebook and go to search MyDVC Points if you want to join a really good DVC group of really positive and friendly members that, you know, we keep that group very positive. We don't really let people get into like trashing or things like that. So it's really a great group of people there. So check that out as well. And with that, I'm going to say, bye, everybody.
See you real soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.